Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
Big time of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man and I am your friend.
Shut up, Pete. We're friends now. I don't need you anymore.
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this the my friend request, bro? But y'all won't be my friend.
Yum.
Yum. Oh my god.
I'm getting this. Sorry. No, it's not you. It's me. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Oh, I like your nails.
Oh, thank you. I just got them done for my birthday.
Oh my god, they're sick.
They're very different to what I'd normally get.
Really? What do you normally get?
Just straight up color.
Yeah, right.
My nail girls, they were like, do something different. It's your birthday. And they gave me a little discount too.
Good.
Because I was like, it's going to cost a lot more. They're like, it's fine.
Okay, good. Oh.
Queens.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god,
I love my nail girls. I'm like,
yeah,
follow each other. One of them, Isabella, love you, shout out if you're listening. I love her so much. I'm like, are we besties now? Because every few weeks, once a month, you know, we have a chat for an hour.
Pretty
sure we're best friends.
I think that's how that works.
I think so. Thank you. It's definitely not because she's getting paid.
No.
Definitely not. She follows me on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that's the true friendship.
That's the sign.
Yeah. Totally.
Let me introduce you and welcome everybody. Welcome to the Friend Request. It's me, your host, Chloe Madron. Today, I'm joined by the very funny and beautiful comedian, Alexandra Hudson.
Thanks
for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh, my God, of course. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad. I have just seen you performing at the Comedy Store last weekend. You've been down in Sydney. It's been very exciting.
It was.
Love to see your stuff. I got to say, I think I must have seen it before, but you've got some jokes where you refer to growing up and you refer to your siblings.
Yeah.
You're really a triplet?
I'm really a triplet.
Oh my God. Yeah. Tell me freaking everything.
So we ruined our parents' lives.
Can you imagine? I mean, you can imagine. But fuck, that news would be crazy.
Oh, I know. So they wanted, they wanted two kids and then they went from one to four just like I think it was a huge surprise for them. And they basically had to put up with us for the next forever now.
Forever. So that's how
like,
it
can
works.
You leave actually, we keep coming back. They're like, no, what's going on? What did we do? No, but it was like pretty that. funny. Hey. Like, yeah, so I'm an identical twin and we have a brother as well, so
oh my god. What?
Yeah.
Whoa. So, like, talk me through the biology here.
It's funny because, you learn.
Yeah.
So, it's two eggs and one splits.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so,
fucking wild, hey?
Oh, my God. How does the brother feel being non-identical?
I think he sort of treats it, he sort of sees himself as his own entity.
Yeah,
because we've got an older sister as well. So, he's the only boy in the family.
Yeah.
So, I think he sort of, he does sort of treat himself as like, I think even when he went to uni.
Yep.
He went to uni in Armidale and I think he was telling, for the longest time it was like he was on his own. Like,
I'm an only child.
I'm an only child. I don't have sisters.
Fuck, definitely didn't share a birthday. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I imagine that would just create such a unique dynamic growing up.
It was pretty interesting.
Like immediately, is it what we all think? Is it immediate friends?
It's like... Oh, it's like friends, but then enemies, but then like there's this, I think there's this bond that none of us can actually explain and we feel sometimes begrudgingly. Like, no, I think for us, we're all really individuals, yeah. but then it sort of seems to be like a bit of a spectrum. Like my brother's a bit of a tripper and then I'm a bit of a tripper, but then we have our sister, my twin sister, who's like so straighty,
yeah, right.
and just like so everything's by the books. She kind of wigs out on us if we do things. I remember when we were in high school, my brother just started smoking weed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my sister would be like chasing him around the house being like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
And we were like, okay. And I'm sort of in the middle where I'm like, I don't care what he does. But yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, that's fun. I'll do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, that's so funny too, to like create this hierarchy of someone still getting others in trouble, and it's like, bitch, we were born on the same day.
Yeah. And well, so she was 4 minutes, she was the oldest by,
fuck, that's
by
what it
four
is.
minutes, and legit it's like such a thing, and she's like, I'm the oldest. We're like, you're the most.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
And how does your older sister, how did she respond to just having like an immediate massive family?
She loved it.
Yeah.
How yeah, older? Because older by 3 years.
Okay, 3 years, perfect.
So she, I think, took it on as like, she's our second mom. She's like, so yeah. And I think even now she still takes that role and it's like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because your parents would have had their hands so full.
So full. Oh my God. It was hectic. Like, I look back and now my older sister has 2 kids and we're just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like my sister turned 3 when we were born. We were born like 10 days later. That is
fucking nuts. Yeah.
It's just like,
oh my God.
I remember they took us all to America when we turned 3. Mm-hmm. So like, I can't imagine taking 4 kids on a plane.
That's insane.
Yeah.
God, good on them.
Yeah. They actually did a lot for us.
Yeah.
But also my mum, she got to a point where she's like, okay, I'm gonna go to work now.
Yep.
And your dad, our dad was a teacher, so she was like, you can take care of them, like,
awesome,
after school and before school and like be our, so he was like the main kind of caregiver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And she just worked and like did her career, and I was still there, but like, she was very much like, okay, you guys are good now, you don't need me, like,
yeah.
Which I think was really cool. Like,
I think that's very good to see.
Yeah.
Especially as a girly.
As a girly, nice. To be like, okay, well, I'm still wanting to do what I want to
do. Yeah, yeah. I'm still.
We're like, okay, you left us with this idiot, but like, sure, that's not. So.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Good on them. Fucking hell. I have siblings and we're close in age, not twins or anything. Apparently, I ate my twin.
Really?
Apparently.
Whoa, well, who said that?
My mum. Like, whatever.
Oh, I wish I did that. Far out. Maybe that's why I have cerebral palsy, because they tried to eat me.
Yeah, they gave it a crack, but yeah, they gave strong. It a crack,
but like, I'm too strong. I'm like, off. Let's go. Yeah, you want to fight me?
But it does, I don't know, it's obviously... At least I think for most people, it's nicer when you're older. They're much more friends when you're older.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There is a lot of fighting and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it teaches you a little bit more about, like, making friends.
Yeah.
Now, you did grow up. You are a woman with a disability.
Yes.
So growing up with a disability, I want to know what that was like. Because it's not like growing up now with a disability, I imagine, is very different.
I'll say, like, I probably was clinically depressed my whole teenage years, and it was like undiagnosed.
Ugh.
And like, it was just like, oh no, you do this, oh no, you do that, oh no. And I was like having these massive questions with, as I was a teenager, being like, oh, is this like, what's wrong with me again? Like, trying to work out where I kind of fit, and being like, hang on, I don't think there's anything wrong with me, but like, they kind of keep telling me that I have to do all this stuff. And I'm like, I was for sure definitely not mentally in it. I used to like just tell my mom and dad, oh, I just don't feel like going to school today. And then by the end of the term, I'd have like 20 unexplained absences. And then my dad would just have to write a letter and be like, well, you know, she didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And like, but it was like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh, you just don't. you just do that. Like, yeah. It's like, oh, you're fine, actually. Yeah, like, okay. There was no kind of conversation.
No.
Hectic, like, around, like, oh, what do you need? How can we support you?
Yeah, how's your mental health
mental
going?
Health going? Yeah. Like, it was just like, no, this is, you're just, like, doing this thing. And I'll say, like, within that, I had a really good, like, childhood. That's, and, yes. Like, growing up and stuff.
Thank
and
God.
I, like, yeah. And I very kind of normal in lots of ways, but I think like in other ways I was just like, what? Definitely by the end of year 12 or like start of end of year 11, kind of year 12, I was like, I'm over high school actually. Yeah. I just want to get out of here.
Yeah.
With no actual effort to like, I was like checked, mentally just checked out of school. I was just like, oh, nah.
Fucking hell. Yeah. Well, I can imagine it would be a lot to be told that you're different and that things are harder when cerebral palsy is a very interesting disability. Like I had a friend with cerebral palsy and my ex-stepdad has worked with a lot of kids growing up with it. And it's like, you're like, nothing is wrong with me.
No.
That's the thing. No. Like I'm all here. I'm here. Good.
Like everything's good. You guys keep telling me all this stuff.
Yeah. And like, fucking hell. And then to have like anyone struggling with depression.
Yeah.
It can be debilitating.
Yeah.
But it's fucking invisible. Yeah. And it's, you know, the 2000s, early 2000s, people just aren't going to respond to it the same way.
No. I imagine not things, at all.
Things would have changed a lot now.
I think, I'd like to think so.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And I've met a few like younger people and it seems to be a lot better.
Thank
so
fuck.
I'm like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the other thing. I didn't know there was like a boy the year below me who had CP and there was a guy a few years older. But other than that, like me and the guy like below the year below me, we've become really close.
Yeah.
But in high school, we were close, but it's like we didn't want to acknowledge
the
same. Like we didn't want to, like, we're like, oh, we're the same. But also, no, we're over here. Like I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm good. Hey, we're like.
Because it's also just like, I mean, everyone as a teenager is trying to be like, I'm my own person and I'm unique. And so don't fucking put me in a box, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nice that you're adult friends,
though. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, adult friends sounds sexy.
Yes, we make porn. Breaking down stereotypes that disabled people don't have sex. So.
No, everybody only needs with to each know other. It. Disabled people, fuck.
We fuck.
You say only with each other? No. Yeah, because you do have some gear about that. Laws in, oh my God.
Queensland.
Yeah.
Your home state. Thank you.
Look, abortion was also illegal there until like, 4 years ago?
Yeah,
so.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Sunny, what do they call it? Smart state.
Yeah. Well, I think when you have to put it on a number plate, it's like, oh, maybe not.
It's a little dodgy.
Yeah. It's like, oh, let's just try this, see if anyone will believe it.
So stupid.
It's so good.
They fucking thought that they can't have daylight savings there because the cows will be confused.
What do you, as a Queenslander,
having daylight savings now? I love it if I'm on holidays, but it is a little frustrating when you're just busy working because it's like, it's still light. I go to bed later.
Yeah.
It is fun and cool. I don't know. I said, I think yesterday for the first time ever, I was like, I'm off daylight savings.
Oh, wow.
Because for the most part, I've been so on them.
You've been, yeah.
But it is just really confusing how fucking bright it is.
And it gets brighter, I think, right?
Yeah,
as
it does.
As summer goes on.
Exactly.
And then you're like, what?
It's
9 p.m.
Or as for comedy?
Yeah.
No good.
No good. No, I think I did a gig in daylight and I was just like, what the hell? This is wrong.
It's awful.
Yeah, you need to be in a dungeon.
Mm-hmm. Even in the dungeons, like I was doing a gig the other day. They're upstairs, they're locked away, it's pretty dark, but there's a tiny bit of the window peeking through the blinds or whatever. And I'm like, that alone is fucking with these people. I refuse to believe it's my comedy.
Yeah. I am funny. It's the light.
I was screaming on the stage like, is this bothering you?
Yeah.
What? Like, it's you. Tell a joke.
No, I cannot work in these conditions.
I'm trying to hide it as well. Yeah. Standing in front of it. Don't look.
Don't look. Oh, don't go towards the light.
What do you think about daylight savings?
Oh, look. It's all I've ever known. It is. Like, I am definitely more of a night person, so I think it getting darker later doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to leave the house before like I don't typically leave the house before say 5 p.m. anyway. Yeah. And then yeah. So it's nice that I get to experience a bit of
that's
sunshine.
So true.
It's the yeah. only, this is the only period of time where I get any kind of sunlight. Otherwise I'm like, oh, I might be sickly. But I refuse to get like no
fuck
no.
vitamin D.
Yeah, yeah, fuck it. That. Exactly.
Yeah, because you grew up northern New South Wales, Byron?
No.
Or is it near Byron?
So I grew up in Wagga Wagga.
Okay. What's the town size like there? How big are we talking?
Wagga Wagga?
Yeah.
Wagga Wagga used to be the biggest inland city.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty big. Yeah. Is it like Brisbane sized?
No.
Okay.
No,
smaller.
Like Toowoomba sized?
Yeah, okay.
But now Toowoomba's the biggest, so I think Toowoomba got bigger. But I grew up in a town like 80 k's north of there, which is like not... It's like 4,500 people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
What was that like?
Super fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, no.
No.
I mean, like, it had its, like, I think that there's aspects of it that were really awesome.
Yeah.
Like, whenever something happened, all the town would get together and, like, it was a real community. But, like, it also felt a bit incestuous.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, like, families that are related to each other.
Oh, so it prepared you well for comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, well, and everyone played sport. So I couldn't play sport.
Fuck.
So I was like, ugh. What do I do? You know?
That's boring.
Yeah.
I saw sports friends yesterday, like a friend from primary school who was a big sports guy. He's like, yeah, we're playing lawn bowls. And I was like, do you remember me?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
I'll
like,
sit.
How is this happening?
I'll sit and vape, thank you.
Yeah.
I actually did win, but anyway.
Oh, did you? Did
I
you
did win a couple.
Did you win? Hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so they're very sporty. You're not playing sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes it interesting.
It makes you think, like, I think I assimilate, my way of assimilating was to become just like a rugby league fan.
Oh,
and just
okay.
kind of trick people yeah. into like thinking that I was into what they were into.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As some kind of commonality because they were like, where do we put you?
That's like, really smart.
Yeah.
Do you actually like it?
Look, when I moved, I stopped watching it. But I think like it's something like because I grew up like just grew up in that.
Yeah.
Environment.
Yeah.
It's easy to just like go like, oh yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah.
Like if I go to a game, I'm like, I'll get into it.
Yeah.
I'll yell at people and get aggressive. And like,
fuck yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep this in mind. That yeah, sounds like yeah. a fun time.
Oh yeah. It's
let's
like,
go bash some.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go bash the fucking other team. Their fans. Let's, who are they? Like I hate I hate the Broncos.
No. No.
I'm not a fan. No.
I don't know. I've already forgotten which kind of football we're talking about.
Who doesn't matter. Exactly. Exactly.
That's really smart though. So
yeah.
You had your in.
Yeah.
Like, I know how to work these people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very
and it's
smart.
Like, wait, you like what I like, so I'm confused by you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah,
it was good.
You find making friends easy? In a
yeah,
because
I just, that's my...
That was the thing.
That's the thing I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
What about when you were like, because it's such a small town, I imagine that any kind of friendship drama would be heightened.
It's massive.
Right?
Oh, well, even just like in my year, people were always like cheating and there were rumors and crushes and this person dated that person. Like, not that I knew this, but like not from my experience.
But you know what's going on.
But yeah, no, like friendship groups would like, oh, so-and-so is not sitting over there anymore. Like what happened? Very small. Yeah. Like I think we've got two primary schools and then like everyone goes to the one high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. How many of those people do you think are still there?
Oh, a lot.
Most of them.
Most of them. And, or if they go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when did you leave?
I left at 18.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, get me out of here. And then I went back briefly when I was 20 for a year.
Yeah.
And then I was like, actually get me out of here forever. For real, for real.
And did you head up the coast then?
Yeah, that's when I headed up the coast.
Okay.
Yeah,
to Byron?
To Lismore first.
Lismore.
To go to uni.
Yes. Okay.
And then after, I think, 2 years living in Lismore, I moved over to Byron.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
In with the beautiful crystal people.
Oh, yeah. All the hippies.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. All the wholesome good vibes. No partying. Yes. No drugs, you know.
No drugs? In Byron?
No, I never saw any
Which
of them.
Which Byron did I go to?
No idea. I was there for the yoga and the retreats.
Oh, of course, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not it.
How do you find moving cities though? Like we were just talking on the way over here about you potentially moving to Sydney.
I lived in Sydney when I was 18.
Oh my God. You've been all over.
Yeah, yeah. So I lived here for 2 years and I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're clearly very good at making yourself comfortable. I think you get good at it when you move around.
Yeah, when you move around a lot. Mm. And like I didn't think I'd be in the Northern Rivers for as long as I was.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I've been there for 13 years. And I was just like, oh, this was meant to be like a short stopover.
Yeah.
I don't think more than like, usually like a day ahead. But so like, I'm like, whoa, I'm still here. Okay.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, I'm like, every time I come to Sydney, I tried to like Melbourne. I tried to convince myself, like, oh, Melbourne. But nah, the weather's fucked.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah, it's so bad.
And comedy's like, beautiful. So comedy's many gigs. Beautiful. Oh, my God. Yeah. But that weather.
But that's not enough for me. No. Like, sort your weather out.
The lifestyle. Yeah. I think especially if you've been somewhere as gorgeous as the Northern Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
Lifestyle becomes so much more important, yeah. Right? Have you been, like, close to the beach?
Oh,
time?
Where I live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I live across the road from her.
Yeah,
right now.
Fuck.
Which is, I think, my even hesitation to, like, leave uh-huh. is, like, oh, when I go back there, I'm like, wow, I can hear the ocean. Like, mm-hmm. I can't see it because there's a big house, but I can, it's there.
It's right there.
It's literally there. We cross the road.
Smell it.
There.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's fucking up my car.
That is a good point.
That's going to be fucked. But like, otherwise, yeah.
It's terrible for the cars. Yeah, yeah. But I swear it makes me feel like healthier just being near the ocean.
Yeah, right.
At least if you move to Sydney, there's a lot of places.
There's
on the
a
ocean.
Lot. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot.
Exactly.
I mean, it's fucking a hike.
Yeah, it is a hike. Once you're in your spot though, mm-hmm. you kind of just stay where you're at. Hey,
yep, definitely.
Like, you're like, why do I want to go to the eastern suburbs?
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I honestly. Never go. I'm so
yeah,
lazy.
Yeah, you say you're like, everyone's like, I'm gonna go, it's gonna be great. Yeah. You don't go, you just stay where you are.
Oh, sometimes my work will be close to one of the beaches, so I was actually in a good habit of going there at least once or twice a week for my lunch break, and that was. The happiest. That was so nice. I need to get back in that habit.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you are a wonderful rising star in comedy. And you've kind of like shot up the ranks quite early on in your career. It's very interesting, like just comparatively.
You know? I know, I know. No, just you saying career cracked me up. Like, wow, okay.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No,
I know.
No, I love it.
I know. No, there's this like couple of open micers every time I see them. They're like, how's your comedy career going? Yeah, and I'm like, yuck. Fuck off.
Like, what am I, 50?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know.
It is kind of feeling that. But it's like, no, I think the thing that is just like, I am like, what the fuck happened here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine it's been quite a whirlwind over the last like few years, right?
Yeah. So I've only been doing it for like 3.5
years. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. I want to know.
Yes.
How the hell, God, I phrased this really intelligently when I wrote it down, but I can't remember what I
said. Yeah, yeah, read it.
How has it affected your, sorry, I can't even read.
Yeah.
How has it affected your relationships with other comedians that like you started with? Because you know what comedians can be like.
Yeah,
they're fucking dirtbags and they're jealous and they fucking hate to see a girl winning and I want to kill them. Sorry, I don't want to kill them. It's a joke, YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But how has it been like noticeable?
I would say that, like by and large, I felt super supported.
Good.
Like,
good.
I don't think I think it's funny. I feel like things just happened for me in a way that was like pretty quick that like I never really felt like I remember when I first started gigging around the Northern Rivers and a few guys from there would be like, oh, you're everywhere. Like you're doing this gig, you're doing that gig. And I was just kind of like, yeah, but I'm just taking myself.
Yeah, you
there.
Were working your ass like, off
I'm
immediately.
Just doing that to because I realized like immediately that mm-hmm. I can't be good if I just gig in the one spot.
Yeah,
like in Brisbane's like where the gigs are. You know,
yeah,
like
exactly.
I was like, I can't. And yeah, this guy was like, "Oh, you're just everywhere," but I was like, "Yeah, but I'm deciding that."
Yeah.
Like I've gotten in my car and I've driven like 2 to 3 hours. Like you, like I was like, "I'm not doing anything you can't do."
Yeah, like, yeah,
and
absolutely.
That, yeah, and that. So I'd say like just little things like that.
Oh, but God. So, but that's just from the start of
and
things.
And that was
anyways.
Just the start of things. Yeah. It was like I felt like super supported.
Good.
And just like, yeah, people have been really lovely and kind.
Oh,
and
I'm so glad.
And I feel like, yeah, when you put in work and you're just doing well, like, you know, you're
mm-hmm.
doing your job even,
mm-hmm.
they want to support you. Like,
yeah, totally.
People are just
it's
kind.
It's respectable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only kind of, yeah, I feel like it's just kind of, maybe in the open mic scene, people can be like a bit like, "Oh, what's going on?"
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, I don't know. Actually, you, like I don't know either.
Yeah,
like it's all new
yeah.
to me. Like, and I didn't go into it thinking like I was just like, "Oh, I'll see how this goes." Like I just had no idea. I just had no idea like that. I'd even just the stuff that's happened. I was just like, "Whoa." Okay, that's
yeah.
really hectic.
That's really cool.
And really cool. I was just like, oh, but I just want to keep, like, the more people that backed me and even just, like, in the beginning supported me, it just made me want to, like, keep doing it.
Yeah.
And it was just fun to perform. So I was just like, oh, well, I'm just going to keep trying
yeah.
and keep pushing myself.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, I didn't expect any of like what's happened. I was just like, holy, okay.
But God, doesn't that say
yeah.
so much, like where people put their energies? You're like not actually expecting anything from this, just
no.
having fun and doing
having
it
fun.
A lot.
Yeah.
And, like working at it, but having
working,
fun. Working,
right. And it was like, even just like with, I remember just having a conversation with one of my kind of mentory people, Mandy mm. Nolan, about Raw, and she was sort of talking about it. And then she was like, oh, I think you could win it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, okay. Like, and then I kind of was like, well, I'll make that a goal. Not
yeah.
not to necessarily win it, but just
yeah.
to be like, oh, I want to do as best as I can
yeah, totally.
In that. And I was just like, I wanted to see
yeah.
if I can push, like push myself along to get to that point.
Yeah.
And so that was just like a motivating, I was just like, okay, like she had this belief in me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it
yeah.
just made me go, okay, hell yeah. Well,
I can do it.
What's there to lose?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
exactly. But it does
yeah.
take that for, I think most people is we got all got to know that we have, that the option's there, right?
The option's there.
Because if you're going into something, think, well, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to. That's going to come across.
Yeah,
especially
like,
with something as transparent as comedy.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. That's really nice. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
People have been good as well. Like, I know that it's, I probably seem bitter even in the question, but just because I see it and I
yeah.
hear it, sometimes
yeah.
cop bits of it. But just some people can be really toxic.
Yeah.
About anyone
oh,
doing well.
Anyone doing well.
But especially
yeah.
women.
Yeah. Oh, my. It's like, I think that for me was one of the most satisfying things
mm-hmm.
about like both Bron and I,
mm-hmm.
like winning. And it was just like, yeah, okay, now what? Like,
two girlies.
What are you going to say? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we're two girlies. We're out here. We're killing it. And yeah, I don't care now.
Yeah.
Like, it helps eliminate the noise, I
oh,
think.
Oh, totally.
Of like, oh, yeah, they people do automatically think, oh, women aren't as funny. And they kind of shut down. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to try to be the funniest. And like, there's definitely people way funnier than me. But
oh.
it's like, you know, I'm just like, I'm going to try.
It's
like,
all, yeah. And just get funnier and funnier every
yeah.
year. It's awesome. It's such a fun thing
yeah.
to get better at.
It's yeah, because so it's just like working it out, hey, and being
mm-hmm.
like, what? Okay. come back to this.
Yeah.
What was that? Okay. Yeah. Man, and just like being like, oh, okay, I didn't expect you to laugh at that, but that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I guess I didn't know that bit was funny, but I guess it is.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So now that you've been doing a lot of like road gigs for the last little while. So I imagine you're meeting a lot of the people or you've gigged with them before, but you're just all of a sudden thrown into like a school camp kind of vibe. Yeah. How has that been?
Oh my God, that's the most fun.
Is it? It looks so good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Mm. I for me, I think, especially because I do live in Ballina,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not really I feel like I don't hang out as much as possible as I probably should or even want to, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I'm in Brisbane, I stay with my sister and then I hang out with my nieces.
Yeah.
And that takes out, like, and I'm like, oh, that's what I want to be doing sort of thing. And then, but when I'm on the road and, like, with other comedians and we're in a van together, it's, like, super sick.
It's so fun. And
we're just driving around, like, I've done a couple Sydney showcases around Queensland with like Luke Heggie and Cam James and who else, but like Redown was one and that was really fun.
Oh, that would be so fucking
it
fun.
Was so fun.
It'd be such a good like win when it's someone that you're already friends with, right?
Exactly. But even like you get to know people because it's like we're all stuck in a like a little van together
for hours
and we're like, hey,
oh, that's so
cool. I feel like I've made connections that way and then you just kind of like I try to travel as much, like go to Sydney and Melbourne every so often and
that's so good,
it's so fun.
Oh, I'm so glad. I think that every single guest that I've had on that does comedy has had the like same consensus that it's like, making friends in comedy is awesome.
Yeah.
Like this is a friendship podcast. We're talking about friends.
Yeah.
The number one advice to the listeners, if you're looking to make friends, is start comedy.
Start comedy. And because you perform in the worst and best best rooms together. And so that's like the shit gigs are like
trauma bond.
Yeah. We're all trauma bonded for sure.
Totally.
We're all fucked up. Like,
where are some of the worst gigs you've done?
Oh, a few in Lismore.
Yeah.
Runaway Bay in the Gold Coast. That was a pretty bad
Runaway
one.
Runaway Bay is a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Still going. Right?
Yeah.
I hear things occasionally, certain nights.
Yeah. I loved Greaser when, that was sick for me. I love, like, that was epic because they were so up for it.
They were awesome.
It was so good to try new stuff.
Yeah, they were really good because they were a lot of regulars, but even just anyone. I think the space was right for it, you know, low ceilings, dark. Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful stuff.
Yeah, it was great.
Do miss running shows sometimes.
Yeah, do you think you'd do it?
No, absolutely not. Never again.
Yeah, good.
I miss the control and the fact that I'm good at it.
Yeah, totally.
I'd like to clone myself and have a little worker bee doing it maybe, but otherwise.
You need a twin.
I ate the twin.
You
what
ate
the
twin? What the fuck
what
was
I thinking?
That?
If I knew,
jeez.
If you knew when you were in the womb.
Yeah. Just to have that foresight to do that's a power move.
I read something. No. Oh my God. I saw it on TikTok. I didn't read. Sorry.
Same. Yeah.
I saw this thing about like twins or someone that like absorbs their twin or whatever.
Yeah.
Getting this condition, and it's like it can present in vitiligo, or it can present in what other examples did they have, like different things to show that you've got two DNA sets in you.
Oh my God.
And I can't remember which one. I was like, oh, I've got bipolar, so does that
maybe
count?
That's part of it. Yeah.
And Jacob's like, this is complete horse shit. Yeah. This is absolutely not real. And I googled it, and I think this maybe it might be I don't know. The jury's out at the moment.
How do you feel? Do you feel that way?
Yes. Well, I feel like I've got the pizzazz of two people.
Yeah. If you feel it, it must be true.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
I recognize twins. Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel seen. I think it's time to get into our sleepover questions.
Oh.
If that's something that you are interested in.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
a few little cheeky sleepover slumber party things. All right, so we've got a few different games.
Okay.
We've got Would You Rather, F, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
Another one that I'll have to probably explain when it comes to it, and Truth or Dare.
Okay.
Very exciting. All right. You know the game Would You Rather? You're familiar with it?
Yes, I am.
Marvelous. Yes.
It's been a minute, but yes.
Would you rather lose a body part every time you lie or gain a body part every time you lie?
I think I'd love to gain a body part.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, maybe I could try to like get a new leg or something.
New leg. I'll go for an extra arm.
Extra arm.
Extra tits.
Hi, I'd like four tits, please.
I'd like four tits. Thank you very much.
Because then I'd be, like if you're selective about your lying.
Yeah. Well, I was writing this and I was thinking, I'm like, it's easy. Just don't lie. And then I remembered that we do comedy.
Yeah.
And that.
Sometimes, we lie all the time.
Sometimes things are a little bit exaggerated.
Exactly. No, all mine is truthful to the letter.
Exactly. Yeah, me too. Absolutely. Unless it's really heinous, in which case it's a joke.
It's not true.
Yeah.
I am a triplet. You can check my birth certificate.
Yeah. Yeah. Be crazy if you were lying about being disabled.
Oh, I would.
that'd be real bad.
I've got plans.
You've got plans?
Yeah.
What are your plans?
I can't get into it on the podcast.
Okay.
And I've already told way too many people.
Okay.
And it just sort of, depends if I can get my sister on board. But
I see where this is going.
But that's, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it won't ever, anyway.
You've said too much.
Don't
talk about it off air.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. okay, another would you rather. Would you rather have to stop stand up for 18 months or never be able to wear a fabulous outfit again?
Fuck.
I know.
Are you serious?
I know. For the listeners, Alexandra's always fabulously
dressed.
Oh
my God, I think I'd have to stop stand up for 18 months. I just have to get something in a similar realm.
Honestly, right there. Yeah, honestly, it's fine. Nah. Have a break. Do something else.
Yeah. Challenge myself in another way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get all prepped for when you come back.
Right for a TV show or something.
Honestly, that's a great answer.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm sorry to make it
You know how easily that... No, but that was actually the easiest question ever. No way.
Because it's no question about it.
Yeah, nah. Fuck comedy. Fuck that.
Okay. Yeah. Now this one you're gonna have to use your imagination or deep dive into the knowledge that you've got. It's an F, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
We're saying F. Obviously this is a PG podcast.
Oh right. Sorry about
it. It's absolutely not. I think I've said cunt like three times.
Cunt. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. F, Marry, Kill. The hottest guy in Byron Bay, the hottest guy in comedy, and the hottest guy in water sports, like surfing, boogieing.
Well, that's pretty much Byron Bay. Nah.
I know. I was worried that it was similar too, but it's separate.
Okay.
I'm talking about a land Byron Bay and a water Byron Bay.
They are very different.
There's a different type.
Yeah.
You see where I'm what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
F, marry, kill.
Kill the hottest guy in comedy.
Who is it even? I mean, Jacob Lingard, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Can I say that? Who is like Australian comedy?
Oh, all of comedy if you want. If you don't want to make it
well,
personal.
That Matt Rife guy needs to fucking die.
No, why?
He's too hot. Is he funny? Like, everyone's so distracted.
He is actually very funny. I don't find him remotely attractive.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I know there's
actually,
a
I don't find any comedian remotely attractive.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, I'm envious. Yeah. That's a beautiful skill.
My toxic dating is, like, musicians. So, like,
that's so much
if we
worse.
Could kill all of them.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, that's so much
I know.
Worse.
It's way, way significantly worse.
Oh, my God.
If you're in a shit indie band.
No. Oh, no.
If you're in a band from Byron Bay, no.
Oh, fuck. Okay, should we change it then?
Yeah, should we?
I want to keep hottest guy in comedy in there. Yeah. Hottest guy in music and hottest guy in Byron Bay.
Okay. So, I think... Oh, yeah. See, now that's hard, hey. Now I actually don't know.
Yes.
Because I feel like if you killed, like if you, okay, no, I'm not going to kill the hottest guy in comedy because there's probably only one.
Okay.
Like whoever they are, they're a dime a dozen. You know what I mean? There's a lot of cuties. There's a lot of like.
Yeah, you got to, it's know. Like. it's a treat for the ladies to keep one out
there.
Yeah,
because most of them are beautiful nerds who are like lovely. I think kill the hottest. Yeah, actually, yeah, kill the hottest guy. And, oh no, fuck. Oh God, kill the hottest muse.
Okay,
wait. Well, I've confused myself. Kill the hottest muse.
That means you have to fuck or marry the comedian.
Oh, yeah.
You can kill him. It's fine.
You don't want to fuck a comedian. You don't want to marry them either. Yeah. Are you okay? What's going on?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm good. Yeah. This one's good. But
yeah, this one is good.
He's amazing. Yeah. But, you know, I had a... Yeah.
Oh, this is hard. Okay. Yeah. Kill the hottest guy in comedy.
Yep.
Marry the hottest guy in Byron.
Yep.
Kill fuck the muse, and that's where it should end.
That's so true.
That's where it should end.
This is a PSA.
Yeah.
Any girlies out there and guys, but like gay guys more so. If you're a straight guy, you can bang.
Yeah,
you can bang a female musician. They're not that bad.
No,
only ever fuck a male musician.
Fuck a male musician.
Don't
and
date
then
him.
Leave. Get out.
Run.
Run.
Take his shirt.
Yeah. Take his shirt. Take a pick. Take his guitar.
Yeah.
Drums, whatever.
He'll want you to have that
because
he thinks that he's going to be a superstar.
Exactly.
And he's like, she thought it'd be worth a lot one day. Fuck off.
And he's not going to be a superstar.
He's not. Oh, my God. He's never going to be. And he's going to just cost you so much money.
So much money.
So much money.
Yeah. Exactly. So don't
fucking
do it
musicians.
Ever. Run away from them. Only
Run.
Fuck them if you have to.
Oh, I mean, it can be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Come on, girls.
It's a lot of fun. That's the problem.
Yes. Yes, it is. And then they write a song about you. And, you're
and
like,
then they,
I'm
yeah. yeah. That's the problem.
They're so dangerous.
Damn it.
Oh, my God. They are awful. Okay. Next fuck, marry, kill. Next fuck, marry, kill. Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane.
Oh, I'm going to... Can this not be shown in Brisbane?
I mean, it goes up on YouTube. I can cut this part
out.
Yeah,
okay, cool. Thank you.
That's okay.
I do have a deeper appreciation for Brisbane. Sorry. Kill Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Melbourne, marry Sydney.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah.
That's a really good answer. Do you really want me to cut it out of the pod?
No,
I can.
Please, I'd like to
they
still
can take it.
I would still like to be booked in Queensland.
Obviously.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Brisbane can take it.
They
it's
can
my,
take
it's my
it.
Home.
And
you know?
Look, this is someone obviously like, I may, like, I'm from New South Wales, so my winning streak in this realm isn't that good. like Brisbane are just going to be like, we don't care about her anyway.
No.
But also book me. Thank you.
Book us both.
Yeah.
Please. I would love to come home and see my family.
But yeah, there's just something about Sydney. I don't know.
I know.
You know, like it's just, it's got all the things.
It's got wifey vibes.
Yeah.
100%.
And it, like, when it treats you right, it treats you right. Melbourne doesn't give a fuck about you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Melbourne is the musician of
cities. Yeah, absolutely.
It really is.
Because they're, and they're all tattooed there. Yeah.
Street art.
And carefree.
Fuck off. You're just going to smoke ciggies into my hair, so I have to wash it every day.
Every day. Fuck off. Every day.
Oh, great answer. I couldn't agree with you more.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
Maybe I would.
No.
Fuck, no, I just said. I think I do. No.
Whoa, you, okay.
I don't know.
Controversy.
That is controversial.
You're probably the first Brisbane person I've met that is like. Cause
cool.
No, I did not, like, everyone I meet from Brisbane is like, they love Brisbane.
Oh.
Like, can you explain that to me? What is that?
It's like sports mentality, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and most of them are sporty. So they're like, I've got my team and it's my team, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I haven't even traveled the world much at all, but I've traveled the east coast of Australia enough to know that we ain't all that. There's nothing to do there. You go to the movies at South Bank?
Yes.
For some gross pissy shit water to swim in. And I love
that
Brisbane.
Is so funny, the Brisbane beach. Yeah, yes, that is so insane. Good.
And everyone's like, it's Brisbane. It's got the beaches. No, you don't. You have to go to the coast.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Sydney's stunning.
Yeah.
I love Brisbane. Purely because there's nostalgia and my family. If I could move my family here, I could fill it with cement.
Wow. So as soon as Chloe's family moves here, it's over for Brisbane.
Sorry. I have that power.
Yeah. Good. I know I've got a cousin who works in cement.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We'll tee something up.
Yeah.
Okay. The next game is called Bend or Snap.
Oh, no.
Now, this game, you say, oh, no. It's just it's
I'm
about...
a cripple. No.
No, it's not physical.
Oh, thank God.
Everyone's always so worried that my sleepover games are going to, like, make them get up and do something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm well aware of the constraints we've got.
Thank you.
No, it's about if you've got a friend and they do or are this thing.
Yeah.
Does your friendship bend? Are you flexible or does it break?
I like this. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't invent it. Rename it.
Yeah, good.
Legally Blonde.
That's way cool.
Thank you. I think it's actually some of the listeners, it's their favorite game so far. We're getting it out.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Bend or snap if your friend hates wine?
Bend. Yeah. I don't care.
Fair.
I don't like white wine. Reminds me of Goon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too many bad choices have happened with that shit.
Yep, that's very relatable.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good answer. I probably would be worried if you said snap, honestly.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, why?
It's like, okay, that is a bit extreme.
Yeah, it's like, oh, chill, bro. Sorry.
Okay, next bend or snap. Bend or snap, a friend who loves to whine. Whingy little bitch.
Is it a whine or a vent? Is that the same?
It's a wine. It's not wine. A vent. Obviously, friends vent, but it's like their thing. Oh, but then if it's funny.
Yeah, because it's funny.
Fuck.
I think it's a bend.
It's a bend.
Yeah. Because like some of the stuff they say could be real good. And like, I love a bit of, like, I do like a bit of drama.
Yeah, me
like
too.
Like, it's a bit entertaining.
I am a sucker for it. And also, like, who doesn't have, like, that one curmudgeon kind of friend who's just, the this and the that. I mean, it's probably been me at times. Like, yeah. It's cold.
I think, and we've all, me in Melbourne, I hate this.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's 100% me in Melbourne. Down last festival season, I was only there for a brief bit, just, like, tech for someone else's show.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was wearing shoes that were brand new.
Yeah.
And walking everywhere and had blisters. Yeah, my feet were bleeding. And
yeah, so no.
Every time I'd see someone be like, my feet hurt. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing.
I'd be like, I'm cold. I don't have a jacket. I'm from the Northern Rivers.
It's so hard. You're like, I have to carry everything. If you do want to be warm, yeah. You have to carry a bunch of fucking layers. Ugh.
Yeah.
Let's bury Melbourne and cement as well. Yeah.
If we're there, yeah, may as well.
Okay, last spend or snap.
Okay, yes.
A friend who's unable to enjoy your comedy about being disabled because they're uncomfortable.
Fucking snap you.
Snap, bitch. Yeah, get out of here.
Go.
Yeah, that's
get
weird.
Out of my, yeah. But also, I do love it when people get uncomfortable. Like it,
I saw you like you talking about this recently, not that recently, but on a post. It's so much fun.
It is so much fun.
It's so much
because they get really scared. Yeah. And I love that. Like for some reason, it's like there's stuff about my life that scares people.
Oh yeah,
like yeah. I just love that. It like when I'm performing. I think sometimes I enjoy what I'm saying way more because I'm like, oh, yeah. I know people are a bit uncomfy. Yeah. Like I can feel the energy and it's like, oh, okay, this is going to be good for me.
No, I completely relate to it. Honestly, people are, I talk about eating disorder stuff and abortion and everything else disgusting.
Gross. How dare you?
It's people are... entertaining responses to that. Very entertaining
And it's like, oh, okay. And I think for me it's like if you can't let go of whatever you think is like wrong with me to not have like laugh at this and because like oh wow I make people laugh, you know, mostly I'm not deliberately like, I'm going to say all the most hectic things and that you're so scared.
You're being super funny.
So I'm like, yeah, if you can't get involved with that, snap you.
Snap. Absolutely. Yeah, it's sus and stupid. And also, I'm sorry, but am I wrong that the majority of people who get like weirded out by anything that just other people have dealt with, it's only ever something that they haven't actually experienced.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Right.
Like, who are you mad for?
Yeah.
What's like, going on?
I'm all right.
Exactly.
Like, here I am. Like,
ugh. Yeah. Stupid. Snap.
Snap you.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. No welcome.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you.
We've got one more game then.
Okay. Oh, God.
It's truth or dare.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's a big one.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
What do you pick?
Oh. I'll go truth.
Okay.
No one's gonna dare lately. If I lie, I get another limb.
Oh, my God, that's so true.
Right? So it works in my favor. I'm going to see if that works.
All right, see if it works. Who's the last person you searched on Instagram?
Oh, do you want me to look?
Get your phone out.
Fuck.
I'm eating popcorn.
That's funny.
Thank you.
Probably someone dumb, hey.
I like will purposefully get rid of it. You know how you can press a cross if it's someone I'm ashamed of looking
I'm
up.
Hoping I did that. Oh, you know what? I'm not even embarrassed. It's Snoop Dogg.
Oh my God. That's so good. Why?
Why? Because he quit weed.
Oh, shit. What?
Yeah. And I was like, do I believe you?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. I will be looking him up later as well. I'm very curious because he's got stories there. What's he saying?
He does. Oh exactly. So that's the last person.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
You're in the clear here.
Did you see that?
I'll zoom in.
I was actually scared. I
was like, sorry.
Because I look up just the weirdest people.
Hey, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Did I look up Nick Robertson the other day?
Who's that?
He's the photographer. I think I just saw a photo that he shared and then I wanted to, anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Photographer/comedian from Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Some footy player and my best friend in London.
Nice, nice. Oh, I can't check mine. It's filming the podcast.
Oh, no. <I'm safe>. How convenient.
It's very convenient.
Yeah.
That's the end of the pod. Thank you so much for coming. God,
thanks for having me. That was really fun.
It's been so lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to tell requestees where they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Alexandra Hudson Comedy. Yes, that's it. Is that it? Yeah.
That's the one.
That's the best way.
I'll put your Instagram in the show notes well so people can click through there.
Thank you.
Beautiful. You got anything else you want to plug? This will be out in a few weeks.
No, just come to any and all gigs. The shows I do.
Fuck yeah. Love that.
And just give me cash.
Oh, cash.
Yeah, yeah. At the gig because maybe I'm not getting paid.
Please.
Yeah, heaps of cash. Please.
thanks, requesties. You know where to find me. If you want to write into the show, email thefriendrequestpodcast@gmail.com. Tell me your stories, ask us questions, and we can read them. Otherwise, sign up to the Patreon if you want. Otherwise, I just fucking love you for listening. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Mwah. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
The sky looks sweet when we dropped a big bomb at our feet. And sometime soon, we all might tune the space and continue with another zoo. Work and pace for paper face. Spend it wisely and keep it safe, because the human race is a non-stop race with too many trials but no real case. Something about this second, something about this hour. I take away the money, then the time becomes the power. A moment just to swim and to shower and to sing and to brighten and to dim and to sleep and to wander in nothing. Oh, sweet nothing. Today we're doing nothing at all. La 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 la. Oh 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 ah. Ay 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 ay. Yesterday I climbed a hill, then cycled down speedy on a great big wheel. Feeling ill, labored still, grinding and stressing in that giant mill. Drove a car, stop and start, round and round in circles, never got too far. Running barefoot on the hot, hot tar, cause if you stop then you burn, then your feet get scars. Something about this instance, something about this minute, striving for the future but don't realise that we're in it. A moment just to float, to ponder and to dote, to dry and to soak and to take a little token.